You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Drinkies! It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Oh my gosh, did someone say the return of Cocktail Corner?
Did someone say drinkies?
Did someone say drinkies? Well, we are here with Paul Wiley.
Kia.
Welcome.
How's it going?
We are so good. So you're from Darling on Drake?
Yep.
Right? Which is a little eatery slash bar.
Yeah, restaurant, bar, like just off Victoria Park. Like,
ooh,
yeah,
sounds
Drake
very
Street,
bistro.
Of course. Very much so.
I don't know exactly what a bistro is.
Don't worry, neither do I. And I work hospo, so.
I just know you can't have a fist fight at a bistro.
But you can at a bar?
Yes.
Okay. So no fist fights at Darling on Drake,
no.
But cocktails.
Cocktails, yeah.
Cocktails. And
yeah, plenty.
You've just redone the menu.
Yeah, today's actually the first day it is out. Yeah, it's been like a wee while in the making.
Get down there, people. Get down
there. Yeah, it was actually starting to get busy just as I left. So,
so
yeah, I'm kind of happy to get
back after this.
I'm done for the day, so I have to go back and drop all this stuff off. So I stole it all from work, so it's like I feel bad like keeping it for so long, but...
No, you need it.
Yeah, I do.
Right,
this is specific tools. These are important tools.
Exactly.
They are important tools.
So do you have like a rotating kind of system for your cocktails? Like always new, always fresh?
So not so much. Like pretty much most cocktail bars will like have a set menu per season. Mm. And then like we'll pre-batch our house ones and like make them fresh as we go. So like just add the ice, shake it. So then it's easy and fast because they're going to be the ones that are picked the most. And so like I brought like a couple of the pre-batches with me from the new ones.
Did you?
Yeah. So that's why everything's already... Shake the bottle. You
okay,
can hear all that.
ASMR time.
Need a little
first
clink.
Clinky clink.
There we go.
Oh,
yeah, there we are.
Amazing.
So, and then like for all the classics, since like most people would know them like off by heart.
Yeah.
Some maybe not so much because you're... got a whole entire list
but we don't
in
have
the
classics
back of your head.
Today, do we?
No, so
we
these are the new ones.
Funky shit.
Yeah, yeah, so I brought two with me. One I made and then one our bar manager made, or the other bar manager, like the head.
Okay.
So the first one that I brought is the Drake Street, so I felt like it was fitting to bring that.
Oh, that is so fitting.
Right?
Yes.
So this one is like base spirit bourbon. It's got some Amaro, some honey in it.
Yum.
Yeah, sounds good. But the piece of resistance of it, it's actually got a Guinness syrup. Because we got Guinness on tap recently. So yeah, we reduced it down.
You make a Guinness syrup?
Yeah.
How?
You just reduce it down, add sugar, it's water.
I thought nothing could even surprise me, but I have not heard Guinness syrup.
Yeah. No, it was quite interesting. Like, a couple of
I'm also not sold on Guinness, so let's see if Guinness syrup does it.
You'll be surprised. It is really nice.
Okay.
Honestly. And so this is, like, a bit of a twist on, like, a basic, like, whiskey sour, like, bourbon,
yes,
lemon juice, all that. And then the other one is the one I made for our dessert menu.
Ooh.
I like to call it the Big Apple. So this one's also got Amaro in it. Is using a spice Hennessy. So we like spiced it using like cinnamon, anise. For this round, we're going to add a bit of like cardamom next.
Yum.
To like bring a bit more depth. But yeah, just kind of a bit sour as well. But what I've ended up doing is added some vanilla syrup to it. But then I've got this special little canister with me that I actually ground up today. It says berry powder on it, but that was from the old one. It's now
so
actually...
This is not berry powder.
Yeah, peek behind the curtain there. Not a visual medium radio. But it actually has grounded up Biscoff in it.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. No, 100%.
Okay, so these
are I grounded up like in the past hour for this.
So these are next level cocktails. Like, you are not pussyfooting around here.
No, not really. Yeah, we try to take ourselves pretty seriously. And like the whole menu is fantastic as well. Like, here are some of the other names for it as well, of the menu. So we got one called the Venom because like we have this long running like series of this like base like infusion spirit of tequila. Like, started off with kiwi fruit, and then we moved to what was the last one? Pear juice. So with like that's changing seasonally. So this time it is using cucumber and pineapple. So yeah, last one time it was snake bite. At the start it was the serpent. So now it's the venom. And then one that we're really happy with the name of that TJ also made, the Tropic Thunder. Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, and then finally, yeah. One that I helped name, like, it was already named the butterfly, but I thought I'd add the Madame Butterfly to the other one.
Madame Butterfly.
Yeah. Mainly because I love the song by Malcolm McLaren, Madame Butterfly.
Yeah, so you are no stranger to student radio, are you?
No, no. People that studied in Otipote Dunedin between the years of 2018 and 2022 would probably remember this voice.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's good to be back.
It's so good. You did say it was nice to be back, but good not to be poor.
Yep. Oh, God. So kind of, but I'm trying to change that still. Savings aren't great. I'm not good with money.
I'm good with cocktails.
I am.
Yes. All right. So, I reckon
ASMR time.
I reckon it's ASMR time and pour as a cocktail.
Sounds good.
Oh, shaking.
Get that shit next to the mic.
Yeah. Here's some ice. Sorry, Tom T.
Nice.
Oh, it sounded good. Yes.
It's like a little maraca.
Yeah. I'm not the fastest at shaking to shakers, but some people are really, are extremely fast. It's crazy.
Believe
I can't even
yourself.
See your hands moving.
The one time I tried to shake a cocktail, it mostly went to the floor.
Oh no, Millie.
I know someone that does a rookie mistake with adding soda into a cocktail shaker. That's a bad idea.
Never
That's another
do that.
One to explode
does
on
it
you.
Does it just make it pop off
it
as soon as you?
Literally, pop oh off. It's
pop off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This looks pretty.
I'll just pour them all before I start garnishing them.
True.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's no berries or cherries for you to eat in AK.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about it.
Yeah, sadly, yeah, I didn't bring the ones.
My main involvement during Cocktail Corner is
the garnishing
nibbling up garnishes that have been brought by our wonderful Cocktail Corner hosts.
But that's
don't
fine.
Worry, every bartender always eats the garnishes. Like,
yeah,
we nibble
honestly.
On them. Like that, or like the ice off out of the ice well. Yep, that is a classic one.
Well, I mean, sometimes you haven't eaten all day and
oh,
you just
no.
need something.
I had a muesli bar this morning, so
well,
that was it.
That's
was
very bartender coded of you.
That is very bartender coded.
In a way, I'd say just eating olives and olives and like cucumber slices
honestly,
and lemon wheels.
Sounds very close to a charcuterie board, if you ask me.
Exactly. Yep.
So we've got two different cocktails going on right now. We're doing a little classy drop of bitters.
Not so classy. This is trying my best here.
It's looking like fine work.
It's all right work. It's not my proudest with the bitters, sadly.
Yes.
Are you going to make little hearts out of them? I like it when they do that.
Oh, yes, a little heart.
Yeah, when they do like the little trail of hearts out of the top. I'm like,
and then you just
so it's supposed
so
to be
loved.
Close to
so
a clover. So this is
okay.
The Drake Street.
Okay,
oh my God.
This is the Drake Street. A take on a whiskey sour.
With Guinness syrup.
Oh with boy. Guinness syrup. That you can go and get, Darling on Drake.
Shall I do a first sip?
Yeah,
it's in your hand.
Okay, it is in my hand.
It is in your hand.
And I have to say, it looks and smells gorgeous.
It's really pretty. Friends.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, Millie, get in on this.
Okay.
Holy shit. All
right, sniff test. Oh, it smells.
Oh, that's yum.
It smells rather potent.
No, it's
but
like.
But I can take it.
It's like fruity and spicy and.
Walza.
Right?
That was not what I was expecting.
That was also not what I was expecting something a lot more heavy than this. But
yeah.
This is like.
Well, people always assume that Guinness is extremely heavy.
Mm.
I don't find it's. Not like I drink heavier
it from its color and culture.
It's also one of the least caloric beers, actually.
Is this a myth though? It contains your daily iron intake.
I forget if that one is true or false. It's got like quite a bit of good minerals in it, but I think that's because like originally it was like filtered out through fish scales. Like that's the traditional.
Oh.
So for a long time,
and you know what?
it wasn't vegan. It wasn't
that's
vegan
disgusting.
For a long time.
Yeah, you know what? This in my hand might go down.
It's not giving fish scales, I
no,
can tell you that.
No, it's no longer with fish scales anymore, but it's also because we have it on nitro probably as well, rather than CO2.
It's delicious.
And
you've
that's
done
different for reasons.
Fabulous job.
Yeah, yep. That's yum.
Yum. It's already
okay, the Dolly and Drake, love that.
Yeah,
love
the Drake
that.
Street.
Drake
yeah.
Street.
And then we got the Big Apple.
The Big Apple, which is your creation. Yep. How does it feel?
It's yours. It's on the menu.
It's on the menu. It's on the dessert menu. So, yeah, I want to bring that one to push people towards that.
Okay. It smells exactly like an apple crumble.
I'm so excited. I love apple crumble.
I was going for like an apple pie. That's why.
It kind of tastes like an apple crumble.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hang on. Apple pie.
Oh, my goodness. And also, both of these drinks are a lot more refreshing than I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite. I love that one. You're kidding me.
It's a very apple.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's why it's the Big Apple.
Mm. That is divine. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And
thank you so much. Also, both gorgeous drinks and wonderful glasses. Are these Darling Owen Drake glasses?
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't think we had a coupe glass here.
In fact, actually, Paul messaged me.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure, like, proper presentation. Like, there's always, like, one, like, hanging around in, like, someone's cabinet.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You find that odd flatmate that has one. So it's like, you can never be sure, but I'm like, I'll bring my own ones. I'll steal from work and then return them. So it's not stealing, I guess. Right. I don't know.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for coming up. And I highly recommend, if you are just hanging around, go to Darling on Drake. I heard the food's amazing, too.
Oh, it's really good.
Go. Yeah.
We had our training yesterday to go over our menu. And one of the best breakfasts I've ever had, to be honest.
No muesli bar, Paul.
No, it's not often. That'll be the case.
No muesli
bar.
So
it was phenomenal. Like, we've got now, like, lamb and asparagus. Those are, like, my two favorites on the menu.
I do not love them, right? Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you've marked the return of Cocktail Corner.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.